Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Simon Anstey. This is The Overdrive, and you're listening to 101.9 Chai FM. Time has just gone 25 past 4, and at this time of the day, generally, we chat to Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. He was unable to be with us this afternoon, but he has sent us a pre-recording, a particularly important pre-recording today because we're going to address the issue of the safety concerns of the vaccine. So here he is. Here is Professor Barry Shoub.
Good afternoon. Yesterday, we discussed that the two aims of the vaccine rollout were firstly to protect those individuals who are at risk and those who are vulnerable, healthcare workers, etc. And the second aim was to vaccinate as much of the population to reach herd immunity. And we're going to reach herd immunity, we hope to reach herd immunity, when a high enough proportion of the population are immune, and that's going to control the epidemic. And this is probably about two-thirds of the population need to reach immunity to achieve that goal. Now, the big concern that that many of us are kind of feeling is that there seem to be a significant number of people who are reluctant to get vaccinated. It's interesting because there are really two groups of people. There are the eager, those who can't wait to be vaccinated and who are impatient for the vaccines to arrive. And then the other extreme, you have people who are hesitant, who are anxious to actually get vaccinated. And the main reason really for the hesitancy centers around worries about the safety of the vaccine. And these are perfectly legitimate, perfectly understandable questions. And it's really up to us to kind of provide that reassurance why these vaccines are as safe as they are. First of all, with regard to the speed with which these vaccines have been developed, it is true that the COVID vaccines have been developed at what the Americans call warp speed, really breakneck speed. No other human vaccines have been developed as fast as these. Our previous vaccines would take anything from 5 to 20 years from the time of concept to the time that they're licensed. Whereas these COVID vaccines, the earliest ones, in fact, were developed and used, rolled out, less than a year after the virus itself was isolated. So this is really completely unprecedented. And people worry that corners have been cut in the rush to get these vaccines out. It stands because of political pressure. That's the worry. I think the answer to that is that the reflection of the speed at which these vaccines have been developed is really a reflection of how our science of vaccinology, that's the science of the development and study of vaccines, how that science has reached the level of sophistication and depth that it has. And that has enabled vaccine designers to kind of have vaccines on the shelf so soon after the viruses have been isolated. It's no really nothing more than that. We've really kind of got such a sophisticated technology today that has enabled these vaccines to be developed so rapidly. By the way, it also enables these vaccines to be adjusted to cope with the variations, to the variants which are now appearing. So I think we can really kind of assure individuals that, or people that are worried about hesitant about the vaccine, no corners have been cut. In fact, the other way around, because of the sophistication of the depth of the science, that in fact itself should be assurance about the safety. And also to mention that modern vaccines undergo such a rigorous monitoring of safety. From the time that they enter into the first clinical trials, what you call phase one trials, phase 2 trials, phase 3 trials, the safety is monitored very, very thoroughly by an independent data and safety monitoring board, the DSMB. And they will monitor right from the trial stage the safety of the vaccine. And if there's any significant side effect amongst any of the volunteers who volunteer for a clinical trial, the trial will be immediately stopped and investigation will be done to see, is that side effect due to the vaccine, or has it just happened to be at the same time that the person got the vaccine? So just to reassure that all the way down from clinical trial stage, and then after the end of the clinical trial stage, there's a 2-month waiting period to assure the monitors of safety, and then it goes to a rigorous process of evaluation internationally by the World Health Organization. That's called pre-qualification, and then the stringent regulatory authority, usually the Food and Drug Administration of the United States, and then finally for licensing by our local authority, SAHPRA. So all of these are there to make absolutely sure that vaccines are absolutely safe. Tomorrow or next week, I'll carry on with some other of the reasons why people are hesitant to get vaccinated.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.